The more you are conformed to the image of God's Son, the more discriminating you will become. The more you will want to flee from the presence of evil and be glued to the pure and the good. Keep on exercising such moral discernment. Life is made up of choices. We show what we truly are by the choices we make. What profession does a man choose to follow? With what companions does he choose to associate? In what activities does he choose to engage? What manner of conversation does he choose to use? You see, we reveal our true selves by our choices. An article in a recent newspaper told of the burglary of a private home, and my heart went out to the household whose privacy was invaded and whose rights were ignored as the thief stole away with valuable possessions. That was a tragic occasion. But there's an even greater tragedy than that. When a man makes life choices which steal from his own well-being and happiness, it is a double tragedy. There is an invasion of one's self which is harmful to one's welfare. By one's wrong choices in areas of ethics and spiritual relations, a man can steal from himself peace of conscience, respect of others, the power of God, and like precious and priceless privileges are lost when a man fails to use spiritual wisdom in picking and choosing the things which are better. Listen to God's counsel expressed in Romans 12:9. Abhor that which is evil, cleave to that which is good. If you would experience the glow of the glory of God in your life, pick and choose. You tell on yourself by the choices you make. Happy is he that condemns not himself in that which he allows. Your life will be full of blessed purpose and spiritual victory when you live by these two divine guidelines. Abhor evil, cleave to good. What does it mean to abhor evil? To abhor means to dislike, to have a horror of, to be repulsed by, or to flee from. One who abhors evil, therefore, will not seek it, nor cling to it, nor enjoy it, either by anticipation or participation. A person who abhors evil will not be attracted to it. He will rather be repulsed by it. The man who abhors evil will not seek opportunity to practice it. He will rather flee from it. If you abhor evil, you will not rejoice in it. You will have a horror of it. Listen to Psalm 1:1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. That's the man who abhors evil. He neither walks, or stands, or sits where sin is approved by attitude or action. He flees instead. Do you remember the story of Joseph as told in the book of Genesis? If so, you remember Potiphar's wife enticing him to commit adultery. He ran from the house rather than to disobey the clear command of God, "Thou shalt not commit adultery." He abhorred that which was evil. He was repulsed by it and fled from it. You too can be enticed by evil in the daily affairs of life. What movies do you watch on television or in the theater? What magazines do you permit to come into your home? What music do you enjoy? What style do you follow in dress? What jokes do you enjoy telling or hearing others tell? Can you honestly say that you abhor evil? The Apostle Paul advised young Timothy, "Flee also youthful lusts, but follow righteousness, faith, charity, peace with them that call on the Lord out of a pure heart." Now that is the admonition you must follow if you would truly abhor that which is evil. Oh, dear Christian, the night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk honestly as in the day. Put on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. Only in such a way will you abhor evil, and only by abhorring evil will the light of the glory of God shine through you to point others to Jesus Christ. So here is how to keep aglow in Christ. Abhor that which is evil. Continue no longer in the practice of sin. The end of that way is death. Now, God gives a positive and negative statement of the same principle of holy living to make sure we understand it. So negatively, he commands, abhor, be repulsed by that which is evil. Positively, he commands, cleave, be glued to that which is good. Such a double statement, positive and negative, makes it easier for us to understand and know what to do. How does one abhor that which is evil? He clings to that which is good. How does one cling to that which is good? He abhors that which is evil. You see, the two are but opposite sides of the same spiritual principle. What does it mean to cleave to that which is good? To cleave means to be glued to stick, to be faithful. It means to hold a thing without release. The principle is expressed in a discussion of marriage when God said, "A man shall leave his father and mother and shall cleave to his wife, and they shall be one flesh." The meaning is clear. Stick with, hold faithfully to that which is good. What characterizes a thing as being good? Well, a thing is good when it is beautiful and appropriate. More important, it is good when it is morally upright. Better yet, it is good when it is acceptable to God and agrees with the holy nature of God. Consider Daniel in Babylon. He was a young man who had been taken captive into a far country. He was the servant of a people whose language, culture, and religion was different from his own. He could have been made a galley slave, but instead he was given opportunity to train for government service. Immediately, Daniel was faced in a situation which required him to compromise his allegiance to God. The Bible declares, "But Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself." By such a resolution, he was abhorring that which was evil and cleaving to that which is good. Now, God vindicated Daniel by honoring him above all the others in view of his devotion to purity. Repulsed by evil, Daniel held to that which God approved. The Christian who wishes to reflect to the glory of God in his life must flee from evil and must hold fast to what is good. Abhorring evil and cleaving to good is not accomplished in the strength of the flesh. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. We cast down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. We bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. That is the Spirit. Make yourself available to God that He may work in you that which pleases Him. May He sanctify you wholly, spirit, soul, and body. But remember that the task is never done. The more you are conformed to the image of God's Son, the more discriminating you will become. The more you will want to flee from the presence of evil and be glued to the pure and the good. Dear Father, enable us to keep on exercising moral discernment, picking and choosing, so that the glow of the living Christ will shine through us. And as we behold as in a glass the glory of the Lord, change us into that same image, glory for glory, by the work of the Spirit of God, for Jesus' sake. Amen.